Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is fighting for his life in a Siberian hospital after drinking tea that his allies claim was laced with poison. European leaders say they're alarmed. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, says France is ready to give him all necessary assistance, including asylum. Mr. Navalny is a vocal opponent of the Russian president, as Nick Dole reports.
On a plane bound for Moscow, someone films as paramedics rush to help a passenger in pain. Witnesses say Alexei Navalny fell ill suddenly. He went to the toilet and never came back. The pilots made an emergency landing. He was taken to hospital in the city of Omsk and put on a ventilator. Doctors say his condition has stabilised and they're trying to work out what caused the episode. But Mr. Navalny's supporters are convinced he ingested poison in a cup of tea shortly before boarding. He drank only black tea in an airport cafe, his spokeswoman Kira Yarmish said. We reckon he was poisoned and that it happened with the tea. Obviously, authorities have their own ideas about when the situation is dangerous and when they need to neutralise Alexei. Alexei Navalny is one of Vladimir Putin's most vocal critics. He made a name for himself exposing corruption and he has a big internet following. He's also been jailed several times and was barred from running in the 2018 election due to a fraud conviction he says was politically motivated. Dr. Nikolai Petrov is a senior research fellow at Chatham House.
Navalny is a very brave man, and he has been attacked several times, including being poisoned about a year ago when he was put behind the bars.
If Alexei Navalny was poisoned, he's by no means the first critic of the Kremlin to meet that fate. Notable examples include former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the UK city of Salisbury in 2018, and Russian defector Alexander Litvinenko, who died of radiation poisoning in London back in 2006.
This is what they do. They go after their enemies with poison.
Bill Browder is a financier and anti-corruption activist and a longtime critic of Vladimir Putin.
You have a whole string of poisoning of enemies. So on one side of their mouth, they can say, don't you, to other people, don't ever think about doing that again. On the other side of their mouth, they can say, we had nothing to do with it. And it's very difficult to prove.
Moscow vehemently denies settling scores using poison, but the UK, France and Germany have all expressed their concerns. France has even offered asylum to Mr. Navalny. The Kremlin says people shouldn't jump to conclusions about his situation, and a spokesman has wished Mr. Navalny a speedy recovery. This is Nick Dole in London reporting for AM.